episode 37. It's been a while since our last episode. That's due to me being busy with life, work, kids, etc. Finally being able to sit down and actually get this one edited out. The party are still in the module against the cult of the reptile god, having been chased by the lizardmen and used an alchemical grenade to wipe the chunk of them out. We join the party in the aftermath of this explosion.
I'm going to attack Neil with one of the survivors and actually hit Neil. And then I'm going to attack Bull. Roll my damage, Neil. I'm sure that Neil just drink a potion and be fine. There we go.
8 damage.
Well, it'll take 20 damage and still be fine.
So, that's the lizard man. I don't know if Neil wants to attack one of the lizard men.
And does Bull want to fight? That Bull through the thing, he can't fight back, can he?
Not this turn, no. He's done his work.
He just killed like 8 lizard men, but you still wanted to have a sword attack as well. So that's a miss.
I'll counter.
You may counter if you hit. So you killed that one. So additionally, lizard men are coming from the east.
Coming from the east as well.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Bloody lizard men.
Two of them. I don't know. 3 of those are going to attack Angry. I guess Angry only moves 30, so he can. Did Angry move 30?
He's way ahead of everyone. He only moved 30 down the corridor.
Okay, so he can retaliate.
Sorry, that's my phone. Hang on. I'll do Angry's attack.
Okay. He's taken 8 damage, so he's just. Oh, and he's got disadvantage on his roll.
So he got 14 for 11 damage.
Yeah, so that's just about enough. He killed another one.
Do we have another grenade?
We do not. Well, shit. Then we can
take 7 supply out and then get another one. Yeah, yeah. So that was the end of that round of combat. I think.
Didn't Ralph only move 30? Didn't he get a chance to shoot?
I don't know. Is he using a bow?
I think he's only got a bow.
Or did he move 60 to get there?
I think it was 30.
He has a mason shielded story.
I think it was only Fancy who ran on that turn. Everyone else just moved 30.
Yeah, he only moved 30. Yeah, so he can have a shot. It's just he's not. I don't think he's back yet.
No.
So I guess he can't. He's lost it. Missed a shot. So next round, the top group are going to have to do a morale check now.
But who's missed a shot?
You can take a shot with Rolf, I think. Can't you? Because he got a bow and arrow. And
he has got a bow and arrow,
down the corridor to walk. So you could at last, the end of this round that's just ending, you should have been able to have it.
Okay, can I take the shot?
Yeah.
Wicked. Let's just get that quick.
The lizard men passed their morale.
Awesome, thank you much. Yeah, it's probably a miss anyway. That's 14 hits.
Yeah, it does. So 6 damage, which is enough.
Oh, shit.
So he kills one. How many did they lose? Okay.
Those lizard men moved up, the ones that were in the hallway, because they were right next to us in there again.
I think I moved this one. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Got into a fight with them and killed some.
Yeah. It might be because they're running, but maybe I did that like without really thinking, because they're not running because they passed their check. So I don't know. Yeah, okay. They should be there, right? They were in the
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I did there. Absent-mindedly moving them around. Sorry about that. Okay.
Angry, having been hit and almost gone down again, this turn he is pulling back. And if he can get past Ethan Verison, he's going to pull back to come around this corner.
And what is everyone else doing?
Stand and fight.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do? Do you want me to move Rolf back so you guys can jump forward, or Rolf to take a shot whilst you guys move forward? Or
I mean, you could always take a shot. There's not really any.
The only reason is if someone runs in front of Rolf as well.
But even so, he's at the front, so he could already. Shots happen first, so.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wicked. Yeah.
I think Barrishton will be able to take a pop. I mean, if he budges out over here or something.
He can except that Angry's running towards him, so he probably can late in the round once Angry's gone past him. Like however long it takes Angry, right? It's like. He's in the way. About if Angry's running, then like halfway through the round, he'll be out of the way and you can take a shot.
Yeah, Angry is going to be running. He's not fighting because he's taking
So Varison can take a shot if nobody else blocks the shot halfway through the round. You know, it's like a 6.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a, I don't know what we're doing. 6 second round. So after 3 seconds.
I mean, in terms of just intent, because I don't want to like game it too much, but like I think Varysin, he's going to see these guys and want to like just stick his head out here and then be able to take a shot if possible. And so if that's after Angry goes past, then great. And then so Link, knowing, you know, that we've got these people here, I think he's going to kind of try and pop in over here if he can. Obviously, there's Angry running towards him, so it's kind of...
That's okay, yeah.
I think he's probably going to... In terms of playing it ahead too much, obviously, he can't just step out in front of Angry. He's going to let him come back. So I think what will happen is that, like, Varysin will end up taking a shot, and then Link is kind of, like, just waiting to get in front of Varysin after the shot's taken, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Anyone want to declare anything out, or is that...
Sorry, I'm back for just a minute.
Okay. Do we want to use this space here? Sorry, I just spoke of you there.
So, I mean, I think what will save time is that these lizard men are going to actually move back. So maybe we don't need to worry too much about what everyone...
Oh, Rolf and Varysin should still be able to take a shot, though, shouldn't they?
But Rolf will be able to take a shot immediately. And then I think it depends on whether these guys can get around the corner before Angry clears the corridor, which I think they can, you see. So they can retreat with Angry blocking the shot from Varysin because they're running around the corner and they're closer to the corner than Angry is. So it's like Varysin's shot, Angry's running at him, and by the time Angry's out of the way, they've got...
Yeah, obviously, I didn't know there was a corner there because it's just black.
Oh, of course, yeah. There's a corner they're going to run around. But it's going to be... It doesn't matter because they'll be out of torchlight, so...
Oh, yeah, true.
And likewise, these people at the top are running away as well. I guess Fool could probably... No, I mean, movement happens before melee. They don't just run, so they're free to just leg it. So basically, Rolf takes a shot. Did he roll that? Yeah, he missed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a miss, and I think that's basically it. They're gone.
And then I agree, it's like round here.
And you hear splashing noises from the north where they're like swimming away, presumably. Either that or they're hiding in the water. I don't know, but they're in the water anyway. You know that. It's pretty certain. And they've run away. So you've seen them off. What's your next play now?
Is there any... what sort of healing can we do with Angry? And I'm missing about 4 AC on Link. He's only got a few nice to bump that little bit if possible. I don't know if what's Fancy able to do these.
Did a scroll of suture, so you can give one person. The person who needs it most is Angry.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's going to read a scroll of suture to give Angry the 8 health. Oh, 8 health, so he's back at 4 health. And that burns away.
What's the thing that we use overnight? What's that? Is that just using this over and over again?
I think it's casting spells as a ritual.
So he's got 9 health points again.
And then what's next?
So what else are we doing?
Well... enemies to the north, enemies to the east. Why don't we try south?
The mud cavern.
Yeah. Are you gonna? Is this? You know, I assume you're not gonna chase after the combat rounds, and you've got the combat pace. So we switch back into exploration turns, 10 minutes, and slow the pace down. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're not chasing them.
Yeah, so we'll switch back into kind of slow time again. So it's exploration, fighting time. Is it? Is exploring to the east or south?
I was thinking,
or
Matt,
leaving,
you were talking
north. Sorry, Carl.
Matt, you were talking about health. Like, you probably would have been back to the keep, because we went back to the keep last week. So I can't remember how many nights rest we paid for.
Okay, but... yeah, if you've got a number of nights rest, I can pay for.
We had 4 nights rest.
Okay, let me just do that then quickly, because that'll just mean... Yeah, because he's in the same state he was in fighting the disappearing...
That's all right, isn't it, Gareth?
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
Sorry, I'll just quickly... Ability, I don't need any ability, do I? No, that's fine. HP is 4, that's cool. Quite embarrassing. You all right? But 10 for supply.
Yep.
10, whatever.
Server. Yep.
9 supply.
So, what is next, then?
Just guess we keep going up the corridor.
So, east?
East law.
Easter law.
It's going to take... Well, it's probably not the best point, but I'm assuming as well that if it's anything dangerous, he's going to stop and not just walk forward. I just can't see the... Obviously, it's not really sensible to... You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so you explore east and discover another junction that runs north to south. North, it ends with, after like 20 feet or so, with 8. And south, it bends around, continuing to the east. I guess you probably caught glimpses of the retreating lizard men. They headed south.
South.
So you know the lizard men that were retreating, they went to the south. So south is the corridor, you know, goes down south, then continues going east.
I'm going to move 30, and then I'm going to take my final health potion.
All right, just sorting out my finances. What are we doing? Where is everyone? What's Eastlaw and Rolf carry on? Yep, happy to budge along. 30, so Link's going to just carry on.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. Barrison will pop up behind you.
Okay.
The grid on this is really weird. It's really hard to, like...
It's because the sprites are, like... It's because the grids are, like, to the top left of the sprite, and all the sprites have these giant weapons, potions, shooting off the top left of the... And that's the bit that's always going into the top left of the squares in the grid. So, like, Barrison, for instance, he's got this huge trail of potion bubbles.
Yeah.
It's always, like, massively offset.
Damn the potion bubbles.
It would work slightly better if they were left-handed, because then they would, like, at least the character would line up with the square for the one weapon, but the tool weapons would still be offset. It's the opposite of what... Like, ideally, it would align the bottom right of the character with the bottom right of the square, but it can't. It doesn't... Okay, there is something. A snake! There's a snake. Why wouldn't there be a snake?
A snake?
Yeah, there's a snake. You know how it is.
Snakes.
Snakes slithers around the corner. It's some kind of sea snake. Or river snake. Water snake.
Land snake.
It's not a land snake. It's a water snake.
It's a bit out of place, isn't it?
Well, it was slithering towards you, and then it rears up, sensing there's a whole shitload of adventurers, and then it begins to sort of slither back around the corner again. Does anyone do anything?
Carrying any jewelry?
I feel like this snake necklace. It's like really thick, like rope of gold chain around it or something. It's got like a dollar sign like hanging here on its neck.
Cobra looking chain.
It doesn't have any jewelry on it though.
But
it was a bit of a random encounter misfire by the random encounter. I'm keeping it real and doing it as the tables tell me. Are you going to try and kill the snake? Is that what I heard? Or is that more like Bull at the back going, someone should kill it. Yeah, that guy's onto something. Yeah, let's kill the snake. And then just stands there. Puts on a funny voice or something.
Go on, Rolf. Rolf is really impressionable, so Rolf just hears this and is like, yeah, let's kill it, yeah.
If it's wearing a gold necklace...
It's not wearing a gold necklace. It's got no jewellery. That was just a ridiculous
joke.
Right. I think he said it's like silver.
Get it from a safe distance, right?
Well, don't miss. Snake you down.
So he fires his bow.
Let's see. Okay. Do you wait for the pivot? Okay.
Nice.
The snake is... I'm going to roll. I think it's 50-50 whether it attacks you. I'll do a morale check for it to see if it is scared. That's what I'll do.
Maybe he still comes up and punches it.
It is not scared. It's going to attack roll. It has a +3 to hit, and if it hits, it's con save or die. Whoa, you got lucky, my friend.
Oh, okay.
It missed its shot, but this is now a fight to the death that you needlessly started. So,
all right, Eastel's going to try and punch it.
Enjoy that.
Eastel's going to try and strangle this death by punching it.
Stakes are high, but the rewards are very low.
Venomous. Oh, goddammit.
Venomous. It's trying to bite him with its venom, which can kill pretty instantly.
I was going to say instant kill.
So, pretty much it's a con save or die kind of a deal.
Most fights we get into, high risk, low reward.
Yeah, well, this is especially, yeah.
So,
since it was retreating, it didn't need to be attacked.
So to give it a bit of flavour, I think Rolf is actually just scared of snakes as well. So I think when it attacks him, he screams like a little girl.
Yeah, everyone is just screaming.
It's like, ah! Yeah. And then I think Eastel tries to punch it.
He like gets up on a little stool and he's like,
oh. Yeah.
Okay, everyone piles on the snake. Did he run away from the snake?
Yeah, he is going to be running away from the snake. I just haven't gone through yet.
He can't fight it or run away from it.
I think we should all run away from it.
He's run away from the snake as far as he could.
I guess he's just going to try to eat Eastel then. Hey. He's going to eat whoever's closest, Link.
Link wants to run away, so...
Take Eastlaw, not Link.
Why? Why couldn't it be Eastlaw?
Link is much more valuable.
It's missed again. So Link is not attacking the snake, he's running away, is that?
He's running away, but yeah, okay. We need to move. Let's move.
Okay, so next round. What is everyone doing this round? Are you fighting the snake or are you running away from the snake? You can't attack it and also run away. Unless you get far enough away and shoot it, I guess.
Use a grenade on it.
This is getting more like Monty Python by the minute. It's just...
Yeah, I wasn't going to introduce this random encounter at all. I thought it was too stupid. It's actually like turned into a deadly encounter for just no reason, really. There was just no reason for this.
Right. It's gone too far. We've got to take the snake out.
I think Eastel's going to have another go at punching it.
He's like trying to stamp on it, and it's too fast, and it's like dancing around. Okay, who is attacking the snake, and who is not attacking? Need clarity on that before it rolls.
Link's gonna.
There's your clarity.
Link's gonna run away, but I think Varison is gonna step in front of him, usher Fancy out of the way so he can take a shot.
I think Issa's in the way as well. Everyone's in the way.
He's ready to take a shot anyway.
What do you say, Dave?
I can stab him from over here, so I'm just going to stay here and stab him.
Okay, you have disadvantage, though.
Why do I have disadvantage?
Because you got that knocked down earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You got that's what that retarded twirly face thing is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not going to be a very good attempt at stabbing.
Out of the way, Fancy.
Can Rolf take a shot as well?
Anyway, Isalor snake. Isa has missed the snake. The snake is going to take Isalor again. Unbelievably, I think it missed again. Yeah.
I'm taking my shot with Varus. Get out of the way, Fancy.
But Issa's in the way.
Fancy is out of the way. Issa's in the way.
I thought Issa was meant to be moved out of the way now.
No, Issa stood 10 feet away and attacked it with a spear.
Yeah.
Right, Ross's going to take a shot.
Okay, I'll allow that.
God damn it, man. What the fuck is going
on? The snake. It's like everyone's panicking and the snake's just like whizzing around everywhere. Like all these like crossbow bolts and arrows and feet are stamping around everywhere. And it's just wriggling around. Like.
I don't think Eastlaw can take another hit, but like...
Okay, next round. Snake versus man. This is a real shambles, I love it. This is probably the highlight of the whole campaign.
Oh my god. Jesus. He's gonna jump back after that.
Wop, wop.
A bit scared.
Okay, Spear's got him.
No, it hasn't.
Disadvantage.
I don't know if Esau wants to move a little bit and let like Angry move in as well.
Yeah, I
will. It's gonna follow Esau.
Oh shit.
Did Rolf take a shot? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh god, it's hit.
It's hit.
Did Rolf fire this round? Oh, he did, yeah. Everyone's fine. Okay, Isalor needs to make a constitution save or die.
Does he get proficiency on the con save?
Does if it's... it depends on your class.
Okay, in which case he doesn't. I'm pretty sure.
I don't really... What class is he?
He is a zealot. I'm going to do it without...
You do not.
Zealots get proficiency on constitution.
No, but... Yeah, wisdom and charisma, according to reading here.
I think that's dead.
And that might be cleric when it goes up to cleric.
I think that's death. I think he's dead.
No.
He's snaked.
What's the DC on that?
It's always 11.
Always 11, yeah. If he had proficiency, but he doesn't have proficiency.
He does not, because I think a mage... Warrior,
well, if he needs armor, he has armor.
He's a warrior or a mage, but he's not. But yeah, no, that would have saved him, but no.
There we go. It's retained round. At least he was
still alive.
Oh yeah, shit.
Five times and he's still alive.
Killed Isalor. Really stupid random encounter there. It doesn't feel great. Right.
If we get antitoxin into him quick enough, will that save him? How quick is this poison?
Like one round. If someone can get there in one round and someone's got the right potion for that.
Like I should clarify now that while I do have antitoxin, it's unfortunately with Frankie who's not. But if anyone else has it,
no. Oh, Rolf's got a healer's kit.
There's Neil's... a spell as well, isn't there? But no one's got that.
Okay, I guess. So Neil needs to get there, like in like around, or the snake is still there, is it? So
yeah, the snake is still there.
You have to make a decision about whether you run up and start treating the snake right next to you. I guess.
Is Angry going to attack the snake, or
Angry is going to engage the snake?
Okay. If Angry's going to try and take the snake, I'll go try and help Isalor.
Is anyone else attacking the snake? Or...
Rolf took a shot, but he missed.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Am I able to take... I don't know if I'm able to take a shot with Varison before Angry gets in the way.
You can probably, like, stand in front of Rolf. After Rolf, you could stand in front of Rolf and take a shot, and Angry's, like, over here. Neil was
okay.
Running over the other north cool. side of the car.
Take a shot.
So I'm seeing it. Killed it.
Fucking... Can I recommend that we take some of the snake's poison and put it on our weapons.
Venom, I think you'll find, but yeah.
You're right, yeah.
I mean, I guess if we put it in a bottle, it becomes poison, maybe?
He still survived. Use up the antitoxin or whatever it is.
Yeah. He survived that? Holy crap. Does he have to take an injury roll or anything?
I think he's going to have to survive all checks. That's a standard thing.
Okay.
Because he's just a poison.
Cheers, Neil. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, he's just got poisoned. But... Oh. Whatever it is. So, yeah, he nearly died. So.
He just like, I think he gets on his knees and he's like, thank you, Neil. Thank you so much. He's like, in tears.
I brought my other character into this dungeon, to be honest with you, because he has like all of the useful things that we'd want to use. Like, he's got the crowbar and the antitoxin and all my healing potions. And
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Goring's my one with most of the useful stuff on him.
But I was going to hit you with the random encounters coming back out, but I think you left two people up there that's going to like ward that off. So there's like an advantage of leaving them up there. However slight that is, you may not think it was worth it, but that's the thing. Anyway, what's next?
So is this a dead end or is there a door?
Anyone interested in looking at the door?
Yeah, I'm going to go have a look at the door.
It is a door, right?
Okay. Is it a wooden door? Is it?
It is a braced.
Does it appear locked?
It is locked, yeah.
Okay. We've got a locked door up there, if anyone wants to.
Barrison can have a pop at it, see if he can unlock it, maybe. Kit, if we want to try and unlock it.
If it's
locked, though, does that mean that someone's in there, right?
We don't know.
I guess, did you say, Gareth, that we know that the lizard men went down this way?
They went south.
Yeah.
So they didn't all just run into a room and lock themselves in.
Yeah. Should we go have a look? Barrison, go up here and have a pop. This is expert picking skills. Thief skip. Forget what we said.
I'm going to move Neil down to the end of the corridor and have a listen around the corner.
Yeah, it's all quiet. Doesn't hear anything.
How does Barrison get on with this lock? Do we have to wait a certain amount of time?
He's picking those. It'll take like a 10-minute exploration turn to do anything else, won't
he? I'm just listening. If anything comes from the south.
Fancy might shine a light just to see if there's anything in there. It's not actually going to go into it. Just looks like a muddy corridor.
It's like, it looks like its ceiling's caved in a bit and might as like seeped down, but then maybe it's been cleared or something. It's just like a really muddy, natural cave. The ceiling looks a little bit unstable, propped up by crude, improvised wooden planks and things, and just deep, thick with mud.
Very muddy.
It's embarrassing. It's a satisfying click and the door's
open. I think Link's going to got places with Varys and open the door slowly.
Door open to you.
Okay.
Is he entering the room?
Can you not see any more? Does that
I guess I've done that wrong because he's opening that way. The door's opening. Yeah, so he'll see. He'll see like this in this chamber like this. A bit dark bit.
It's not neat. I haven't got much light.
It's actually lit inside. There is a light this inside.
Okay.
So that's kind of looking through.
So we're going to go in?
Yeah, so I think Link's going to hold his like shield up and kind of sort of poke his head around the kind of corner with the shield ready in case anyone there sort of step up.
He's attacked. I'm working overtime. There are people waiting to ambush, attack by this. Need to make the stats up. Hit dice. Ah, okay, I see. Really convenient. It's +5 actually, so it's a 20. So it's a hit.
Do I get anything given that I was like essentially waiting for to be attacked? You know. Like,
yeah, but like your shield thing. And everything's baked into your AC, right? Core damage. It catches you like a glancing blow with the shots.
Okay.
There are three figures in here. The one on the west is wearing plate armor, scale mail armor, sorry, and a shield, wielding a long sword. So two people on the right, they're all like lizard people. These ones on the right are dressed in cloaks. And the nearest one is wielding a short sword, a shield, leather armor. One in the corner. Similar.
So is the door just on the square links on? Can we both get in the...
So it's in the center.
So I don't know if you want to step further into the room and they're angry, or are you pulling back? Which way are you going? Matt?
Deep into the...
Are you stepping into the room and letting others in, or are you pulling back, Matt?
Is he okay?
I'm here. I'm just... Right.
I think he's gone offline. Talking to my daughter, she's like... If you say something to her and she hears you and understands, she just doesn't say anything. And then you're like, you say it like multiple times. And then she's like, oh, I fucking heard you the first time. Oh, just kicks off. It's like, yeah, all right. Well, acknowledge it then.
I said, no, you didn't.
You just sat there in silence, stuffing food in your face and watching TV. Yeah. Look at that. Just look at that. Roll 20 mastery. Oh, is that, there's no door to the north, so you can see out through there.
What did I miss?
Pain.
We're just
there's
waiting
a bunch of people waiting to ambush you.
Ah, okay.
Matt has been paralyzed with fear.
I think what he's going to do is Link will have a... Does that guy essentially have in... Is that like a surprise turn or something?
Yeah, it's like a little...
Okay, so I think Link is going to move up here and then kind of have a pop at this guy.
In that case, Angry's going to be moving into the room.
Oh my god, yours can't see that. There we go. There we are.
Yeah, where is that?
So what is everyone else doing? The party has considered that in all time. Okay.
You better get in.
I think Varison's going to try and sort of get into the middle of the room and then take a shot at I think probably.
By then, I think everyone's going to be thoroughly involved in melee combat, right?
Because there's a thing's kind of half blocking the door, isn't it?
Yeah. As soon as Link came in the door, it was like on him, just stab him up.
I'll move up as far as I can get from where I am.
Is that into the room or not?
I don't think I'll be able to get into the room, will I?
I think that these guys are going to press prevent access room. So that's five.
Depending on who's,
you know, like five.
If people are coming in, it's whether Angry steps forward to engage this guy or helps Link with this guy.
These guys come in to sort of prevent you getting further into the room, making it difficult to get in.
So hopefully, because what I'm thinking, if someone else comes in behind us, help Link.
I think I can basically get to there. I don't think I can get any further.
So everyone's a bit too far away. Okay, well, Angry's going to engage this.
Yeah, and he's obviously fighting back against Angry, and the other two.
Just going to have a pop then.
Did you roll some dice and then they just never... Oh, there they are. They're all turning up.
Disadvantage. It's only a six.
It would not... If it's any consolation, it would not have been enough either way.
Ah, shit.
So you're using the war axe. Which one are you attacking? Actually, there's a guy in the armor. Oh, it's going to attack with... Okay, so he's a plus guy.
That's a hit. 16, is it?
7 damage.
Okay, he's still up.
And the other two are going to attack Link. They're going with plus and plus 6. So one hit with the plus.
Does meat... Is meeting it enough, yeah?
Yes. 5. So Link takes a hit. These two are like sort of working around your defense dexterously.
Yeah, I've got a counter attack that I can do, so I'm going to do a counter attack.
No, that's not enough, yeah. So he dodges out of the way. Okay, and that is the end of the round. So you got a bit of a kicking. Both of you have suffered a wound. These guys are pretty tooled up. What are you going to do? You can see now these guys are, you know, they're obviously well equipped, right? They're not like the chumps you just rinsed out just now. These guys seem to be important. Each of them, you know, they've got like unique items, a dress, well-crafted weaponry.
I don't think we're at a point where we can
do the OSR shuffle
back out of the room, because that guy's basically in front of the door, isn't he?
It depends if he lets you out, I guess.
Yeah,
I think Angry can get out anyway. I think Link, maybe.
I think what I'll do.
I think, yeah, you can get out. You can both get out if you want to, like mechanically. Unless they pursue you, then they can do it again. So, but if they don't pursue you out of the room and you leave the room, then you'll be fine. That's fine. You can do that.
Wait a minute, it's corridor.
Yeah, and then there's a door the other side.
Yeah, that's not just
no. There's a door to the this corridor at the back. It leads to the west. And there's a door to the east. Yeah.
Although the fact these guys are pretty tooled up does suggest that there's probably something pretty juicy in there, loot-wise.
Yeah, but are we going to be able to take these guys on?
I don't know. Angry is... He's been hit a lot recently.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, is that I think that it's sort of like... I think Link's going to want to peg it, because, you know, otherwise, going down, man. And so that's, I think, what he wants to do, and he's probably telling everyone else to leg it as well, just because... You know, they're quite tooled up, really.
Where are you suggesting we leg it?
This way?
Just out of the room.
Back down here?
Yeah, just for now.
Regroup. Just see whether they let us get out of the room or whether they follow us. Because I think we probably could take them, but at least Angry would go down again, I think. Angry's going to leave the room this turn. Is everyone else going to move in the corridor and make space for us to retreat? Or?
Yeah.
Is everyone else going to budge up down the west corridor? Yeah. Is everyone going to go this way?
Ooh, it's a little funhouse mirror.
But that sounds like a good place to go later when we're healed up.
They don't move anything that they have.
Well, next,